Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about using YAML properties in Obsidian Notes. It's all about saving time and maximizing your note-taking efficiency.
YAML in Obsidian? Sounds technical. Why should our listeners care about this?
Think of YAML as a superpower for your notes. It's a way to add metadata, like tags, categories, dates, right at the top. This makes your notes searchable, sortable, and way more organized, especially with plugins like DataView.
So it's like adding hidden labels to your notes that Obsidian can understand?
Exactly. The creator, Paul, shares his own journey and mistakes. He initially put metadata within his notes, thinking it was easier to see. Big mistake.
Uh-oh, what happened?
It became a nightmare when he started using DataView. The plugin couldn't find his metadata because it wasn't in the YAML front matter, so his queries didn't work. He had to go back and fix everything.
Ouch, that sounds like a pain. So what's the right way to use YAML?
Paul shows us with a great example. He compares two notes, one with proper YAML and another without. The one with YAML works perfectly with DataView, pulling up related notes and information instantly. The other one? Nothing. It highlights why correct YAML from the start is crucial.
So templates are important too, right?
Absolutely. Paul emphasizes creating templates with predefined YAML properties for consistency. This way, you don't have to manually add YAML to every single note. The template does it for you.
Smart. Any tips on how to create these YAML properties?
Paul walks through that too. He demonstrates using Obsidian's built-in features and even shows the code snippets you need. He covers different property types: text, lists, dates, checkboxes. It's super practical.
I like that he mentions inline metadata with two colons. It seems like a shortcut, but
Yes, the inline metadata is a nifty trick, but Paul correctly points out that it doesn't show up in the properties field, limiting its usefulness for overall organization.
Got it. So YAML front matter is the way to go for long-term organization and utilizing plugins like DataView.
Precisely. It's an investment upfront, but it saves you tons of time and frustration down the line. Paul's personal experience really drives this point home. A great lesson for any Obsidian user.
This has been super helpful. Thanks for breaking it down.
You're welcome. And that's all for today, folks. We hope you found this dive into YAML and Obsidian enlightening. Catch you in the next episode.
Goodbye!